Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was the blood for me. Yeah. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. Every praise
is to our God.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you stopped by today to the broadcast. Today we have an exciting topic. Can you have that unspeakable joy in your life? Yes, you can. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day's broadcast. We thank you for those that will listen to the broadcast sometime today, dear Heavenly Father, either by phone, computer, or archive, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the word of God this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go forth today, each and every person that will tune into this broadcast, that they will be blessed by the words that we speak today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. What today our topic is, you can have that unspeakable joy in your life. You know, the word of God says, now to him who is able to keep stumbling or slipping or falling, and to present unblemished before the presence of his glory. Hold on a moment. Praise the Lord. Forgive me. And the word of God said to present unblemished before the presence of his glory in triumph, joy, and exhilaration. Obedience to God fills our lives with so much joy that we do not even know how to talk about it. You know, the Bible calls it joy, glory. Experience the joy of being in God's awesome presence. Start your day by praising God for your blessing and worshiping him with a heart ready to serve him. I know a lot of you say, you know, I used to be so miserable when I went to bed or when I got up. And, you know, I still feel miserable. Well, don't be miserable today. I want you to remove that curse right now. Know the voice of the Lord, what he's telling you. Get up with joy. That unspeakable joy. You know, being filled with joy is far better than having sorrow. Joy makes us feel good and uplifts us, no matter what situation you're going through. Sorrow makes us feel down, but joy is a feeling called forth by well-being, success, or good fortune. You know, when you think about it, a person automatically experiences it because of certain favorable circumstances in his or her life. You know, chara, which is Greek for joy, usually come after great sorrow because the contrast heightens the sense of happiness. And when you think about it, the finding feeling joy because the initial loss made the finder appreciate what he or she found. Today we are talking about joy. You can have that unspeakable joy in your life today. My. When you think about it, you know, there was tremendous joy experienced in the recovering of that which was lost. Just to think about when you've lost something and you look day and night, but when you find it, that unspeakable joy. Just last week, I lost my keys. And I knew I had them, didn't know where I put them at, thought where I put them at should have been there. But come to find out, they wasn't there. But you can sure believe, Sunday morning, I had that joy, that unspeakable joy. You know, sorrow, this time sorrow turned joy. It's also speaking Jesus' final words with his disciples before his death. Jesus told his disciples that they would not see him for a little while, but then they would see him on that day. Excuse me. And that is the day of resurrection. The disciples would have great joy seeing Jesus. Think about it. How you can turn grief. Excuse me. Sneezing and coughing. You can turn that sorrow into joy. That unspeakable joy that you would have. And just think about it. When you see Jesus, excuse me, you would have that unspeakable joy that passes all the sorrow that you have been going through. And I'm reminded that Jesus is the man born into this world. Excuse me. And as such, he is the hope and the joy of all mankind. You know, Christ was constantly offering his disciples comfort and hope to fulfill them during the period leading up to his crucifixion. Jesus also knew exactly how to comfort us during times of trial and remind us of the joy we will experience and can have experiencing through him. Today we're talking about that joy. We can be filled with joy far better than any sorrow. No matter what come up, you'll find yourself laughing, smiling, jumping for joy. We can have that unspeakable joy today. And experience the joy of being in God's awesome presence. Start your day by praising God for your blessing and worshiping him with our heart ready to serve him. You know that key. We need to have that key to joy. And you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through." That means separating you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless coming of our Lord and Jesus Christ, the Messiah. You can have that joy. You know, righteousness is a key to enjoy every single day of your life. You know, being in right relationship with God is available to us simply through our faith in Jesus Christ. That security gives us peace through every situation. And having peace brings joy. The word says to listen with expectation to what God, the Lord, will say to you. I think I'll say that again. The word which is in the word of God says to listen with expectation to what God, the Lord, will say to you. And that's what we need to listen. We need to listen to what God is saying to us. For he will speak peace to each one of us. Those who are in right standing with him, and those who do not turn again to self-confidence. Don't turn it to yourself. Listen to the word of God. Before making plans today, listen for God's voice to make sure you follow his plan for your life today. You know, we'll get up with four or five things on our mind. We even have a sheet now. We have a to-do list, and we're going to go by this to-do list. But that's not the list God gave you. Did you hear the voice of God this morning where you can have that unspeakable joy in your life? That means we need to make sure to follow his peace for our day today. so we can have that unspeakable joy. And, you know, when I thought about it, it made sense. You know, joy makes us strong. As for God, his way is perfect. The words of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all those who trust and take refuge in him. You'll find that in 2 Samuel 22 and 31. You know, I went to Nehemiah 8 and 10. God is the one gave me that chapter, that verse, for the name of the cooperation and ministry he gave me. It says, be not grievous and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. And that's what I base my life on every morning. He wake me up. The joy of the Lord is my strength because he gave me the strength. He woke me up this morning. He let me be happy and joyful. Not me myself, but he is. And being mad or sad make you weak. Just think about that. When you get weak, when you get mad, when you get angry, you feel there is no joy. Yes, it is. But the Lord is a shield and the lifter of your head. You can read that also in Psalms 3 and 3. Satan isn't after your joy. He's after your strength. Just think about it. If he can get your strength, the devil wants you too weak where you can't pray. He wants you worn out and burned out. But the Lord will lift your head and shield you from the devil's plot against you. If you put your trust in him, and that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to put our trust totally in him and not ourselves. You know, we need to experience his joy. And I went to Habakkuk 3 and 18. And he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. You know, God created us with the ability to laugh. So we must need to laugh. Laughter is good for the soul. You'll find that in the Word of God also. The Word says a happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. You'll find that in Proverbs 17 and 22. Jesus said that his joy would be in us so that we may experience his delight. He wants to fill our heart with his gladness. And when you think about that, his gladness, oh, my, my, my. I just go back to the scripture near my, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Things going to come up in your life that are going to make you want to say things you shouldn't say, do things you don't want to do. But just think for a moment, a count to ten. Say, wait a minute, what did God say? Today is a blessed day, whether it's raining, whether the snow is out, whether it's hailing, whether it's earthquake, you can still find the joy of the Lord. And Jesus said that his joy would be in us so that we may experience his delight. Jesus wants us to experience his joy, not just preach about it or teach about it or read books about it. He wants us to experience his joy, that unspeakable joy, that glory that shine upon us, that others can see. You know, joy greatly depends on how you view life. So if you need help getting your sense of humor back, ask God to show you the light. Ask him to show you what you need, because he will give you that joy. Joy greatly depends on how you view life. You know, some people view life in so many different ways. So if you need help getting your sense of humor back, ask God to show you the lighter side of life today. Don't hesitate to laugh when you suddenly feel joyful. You will quickly find that joy is very contagious. You can be in a grocery store and you see something that is so comical, or somebody's doing something that you will start laughing. And before you know it, it's so contagious, the other person will start laughing. And finally, somebody said, what are you laughing at? And you're laughing so hard, all you do is go to pointing at something or go to something you read, something you saw. You can be driving down the street and see a sign on the road. And it caught your attention that before you know it, you start laughing. And if somebody's in your vehicle with you, say, what are you laughing at? And you start pointing. Say, read what that word say. Read, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'd rather have joy. I'd rather laugh than to cry. You know, so many days, so many things can come up to upset us or try to change our mood or try to control us. But when you think about your Lord and Savior who died on the cross, that you may have the right to the tree of life. When you just start thinking, wait a minute, let me take this sorrow and turn it into joy. Let me laugh instead of crying. And sometimes I can think about when I worked in the workforce. People would do it and say, well, how can you come to work so joyful when this going on and that going on? You can have a scripture in your mouth that you will come out with it. You think about the grace of God, the blessings of God, how God is taking you through that day. And you think, wait a minute, it was nothing but the blessing and the joy of the Lord, my strength today, where I took that sadness and turned it into joy, where I took that anger and madness, I turned it into joy. Somebody today going to try to upset all of us. But what you do, just think of what you read this morning in the Word of God. Think about the prayer that you prayed today for someone that will encourage you, that will make you say, wait a minute, I got joy, that unspeakable joy. I'm not going to let nothing and nobody remove my joy today. I came to enjoy what God have given me today. You know, sometimes people tell me, I did something wrong and I just don't know if God can forgive me, but you can go to God and ask him forgiveness. And when you've gotten that and you repented, got that out of your system, off of your consciousness, and you say, you know what? God just turned that thing around. And you can just go to laughing. You can just go to smiling. And you say, Lord, I thank you for that joy today that you have given me, that unspeakable joy that passes all understanding. I thank you for the strength today, dear Heavenly Father. And when I think about it, whatever trouble come your way today, let it be an opportunity for joy. Because in the course of a day, we're going to experience some trouble, some setbacks in our life. But God does not promise temporary happiness. In fact, the Bible assumes problems will come your way. But God does promise and lasting joy for all those who believe in him. And this kind of joy stays with us despite our problem. My, 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 my. You know, when you think about keeping our eyes on Jesus, he was willing to do and die a sinful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterward. He knew he had to go to the cross, but he had that joy. He left us with that joy today. We can have that joy. And when I went over to Galatians 5:22, talking about the fruits of the Spirit, when I think about when the Holy Spirit controls our life, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. That means love and joy. When you think about love, you can't help but have joy. You know, a lot of people out there with these relationships, they say, I love you. I love you. But do you truly love that person? If you do, you're going to have that joy. You're going to have that unspeakable joy. You know, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives produces joy. You know, in Philippians 1:25, the word of God say, so I will continue with you that you will grow and experience the joy of your faith. You know, you can have that joy in your faith. Faith in God brings happiness and happiness, but God has promised us that when we truly seek him, we will surely find him. That means we can have that joy. Over in Matthew 25:21 say, you have been faithful in handling this small amount. Let's celebrate together. That celebration means let's laugh. Let's have joy that unspeakable joy. Somebody might be that kicked you off this morning. And you want to think of something you shouldn't say, but say, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for that joy this morning. I thank you for that peace this morning. And you can say a job well done brings a sense of satisfaction and is an occasion for the joy that you need today. You know, over in 1 Peter 4:12-13 say, dear friend, don't be surprised at the furious trials you are going through as if something strange was happening to you. But instead, be very glad because you will have the wonderful joy of sharing his glory. And that's one of our key words I'm using today, joy, glory, and unspeakable. You know, difficult circumstances help us better understand what Christ went through for us and make us partners with him. And when you think about that, and we confident and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory, that's glory again, you all. And when you think about it, when all you own was taken from you, you accept it with joy because you know God has something better for you. You knew you had better things waiting for you in eternity. When these earthly tabernacles will be destroyed, God have a building not made by hand. Don't you know we can start rejoicing right now? We can start laughing. I know I've been in churches where some people, as I was coming up, had the Holy Ghost. And I remember one old sister used to just laugh. And I used to ask my mama, well, why is she laughing like that? She said, because she got the joy of the Lord. God give the Holy Ghost to people different ways. Everybody don't receive the Holy Ghost in the same manner. That means you might clap your hand. You still got joy. You may shout. You still got joy. You may laugh. You still got joy. You may run around the building, but you got that unspeakable joy that nobody can quench it. The devil in hell can't quench it. That joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. 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 And when I think about Acts 5:41, the apostle left the high council rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Jesus. My. So today I want y'all to leave this broadcast and having joy. No matter what's coming, somebody might say something bad to you while you're driving your car down the highway. Just throw your hands out. Say, God, I thank you for the joy. I thank you for the peace. While they're saying something contrary that the devil doing, you can be giving God the praise, giving him the glory, that unspeakable joy. Oh, my. I'm just getting all happy over here by myself just thinking about the joy of the Lord. You know, when I went to Proverbs 13:9, coming to the close of this program, the word of God said, the life of the ungodly is full of light and joy, but the sinner's life is snuffed out. Goodness from God, and God is life. When we live godly life, we are lamps along the way. But when we live ungodly life, the lamp go out. The light of godliness brings true happiness. That means I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. And when you think about this verse, this is a beautiful verse. Concluding still, he will find joy in the Lord. You know, if the Lord could find joy even in his suffering, why can't we find joy in the light affliction that we are going through? You know, I just thank the Lord today for this broadcasting. Obeying God brings great joy. You'll find that in Psalms 1:1. We cannot do nothing without God. And when he brings us joy, not just because we got a new suit or a new car, refrigerated sphere with food, we have joy. We can have that joy when we don't have anything. When we know we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have joy. You know, treating others with God's love will bring them joy. Just as God is the wellspring of true joy, so you are his conduit of that joy to others. And I thank God today for the joy of the Lord that is my strength. I thank him for giving me the name, joy and peace from the fire, from the fruits of the Spirit, knowing that the joy, he delight in us, and we can delight in him. So today, for those that's listening in by archives later on or maybe on the line now, don't let nothing, I mean nothing, steal your joy today. God woke you up this morning, started you on your way, put breath in your body. That's enough to have joy right there. That's enough to have laughter. Give somebody some of that joy today. Share some of that joy you have today with somebody else that may feel that they don't have nothing to feel joy about. But just being alive today is joy. Just to be able to touch someone and pray for them, that's joy. That's love. You can renew your joy today. You know, honor and majesty are found in his presence. Strength and joy are found in his sanctuary. You'll find that in 1 Chronicles 16 and 27. The joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold today. The devil wants to steal your joy because he knows that your joy is your strength. He wants you to be weak so that you won't resist the turmoil he sends against you. That is why sometimes we need each other. Some days God will send messengers to build you up in faith and renew your joy. So I hope this message today have renewed your joy. Some days he will send you to someone else who is in a weakened condition because Satan has been pounding on them all week. Be someone's friend today. They may need a friend to stand beside them and encourage them and to lift them up and pray for them. Renew that joy in them today. Thank you so much for everyone that tuned in for the broadcast today on You Can Have That Unspeakable Joy in Your Life Today. No matter what come up, God is right there with you. And just thank God how blessed you are. Start laughing today. You'll be surprised how contagious it can be by just laughing today. And until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. And have a wonderful and a wonderful blessed day. Don't forget, laugh and have that joy that passes all understanding. Be blessed. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.